Well, it is Origin week, but we are also excited about watching a bit of cricket. We're two-time champions of the ICC Champions Trophy, and our first game is on Friday against great rivals across the ditch in the Kiwis at Edgbaston. We've had a nice little warm-up game and a close win against Sri Lanka, and I'm glad to say the coach joins us on the line, Darren Lehman. G'day, Darren.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. That was a pretty thrilling little practice match victory, wasn't it, against Sri Lanka?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good game. Good hair for the lads. Obviously, you know, practice games, you try and get as much as you can out of it. But it's always nice to win. So, Finch and Head got us across the line there, and it was a good hit out for all. So, good start to the tournament.
Unfortunately, Darren, most of the things we've been reading and hearing about cricket has been about a pay dispute rather than actually on-field action. Has that been able to be put aside for a tournament like this and just concentrate on the cricket, knowing that June 30... it's still very much up in the air for the players?
Yeah, it has, mate. We spoke about it at the start of the tournament and spoke about, obviously, the need to play well in this tournament. Obviously, what's going on between ACA and, you know, CA, they'll sort that out. But it's in the back of the players' minds. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we addressed it and make sure that we're, you know, worried about what's happening in the next, you know, couple of days. We're in a trial game tomorrow again and get ready to play some good cricket for our country. So, that's probably the focus for us, playing good cricket. The rest will, you know, be sorted out by the boards. And from a player point of view and a coaching point of view, all we can do is actually play well in the next couple of weeks.
So win, lose or draw, Darren, the dispute would have no bearing on team performance from your point of view?
Not from my point of view, no. We made it very clear that we're here to play cricket. Obviously, it's obviously a big talking point in the media at the moment. So, but the lads are here to play cricket and play it well. So from our point of view, we're preparing as we normally would any tournament, and it won't be any excuses from our end.
Mm. Steve Smith late to the team. Is he going to play in the game against Pakistan before that New Zealand game in the first game of the series? And how settled are you about what your 11's going to look like for that New Zealand game?
Yeah, we're pretty good, mate, to be fair. He's playing tomorrow, so he's back in. You know, you'll captain tomorrow.
Yep.
So, yeah, we obviously some guys have been in India in the IPL and they've been playing for, you know, some guys have been in India for 4 months, basically since the test series. So for us, it's just trying to make sure everyone gets a really good hit out leading into the Friday game against New Zealand. But we're pretty close to our makeup for the side we want. You know, tomorrow is another chance for those guys that maybe a chance to play to put their hands up.
South Africa will be tough. India will be tough. We're about second favourites, Darren. And England, with that home pitch advantage, they're expected to be the team to beat. Is that how you see it? How big an advantage is it to have the Champions Trophy at home?
Well, it's an advantage, but, you know, well, they haven't won it at home either. So it's a very tough... The pressure's on when you play at home. It's like us trying to win a World Cup at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a huge tournament. So the World Cup's probably obviously a bit more tougher than the Champions Trophy, if that makes sense. But it's the best eight sides going at it. So you need to play well, and it's straight knockout, basically. You can probably lose one, if that makes sense, but you have to win most of your games. So the great thing about this one, it's top eight sides playing against anyone can play well and win. So the challenge for the groups, and England are obviously one of the favourites, but any one of those eight can win it.
Darren, do you approach tournament play differently than if you're playing a, say, a five-game or a seven-game series against the one team? Is there a different approach you bring to something like a Champions Trophy?
Yeah, we're lucky enough, guys, we play pretty good knockout tournaments. So, you know, with the World Cup, etc., we've played it quite well in the past.
Yeah.
So for us, it's a case of actually taking those experiences in to this type of tournament. So I'm pretty confident the way we set up in terms of knockout stages, but you know it's pressurised from ball one, so that's a great challenge for a young group to try and play the brand of cricket that's going to get you through knockout tournaments, and that's a great thing. For the next 3 years, we're here for obviously the Champions Trophy next year for the One Days, and then we've got the World Cup, so it's a great rehearsal for all those tournaments as well.
You mentioned you can probably afford one. We always like to say Australia doesn't matter whatever sport, Darren. We always seem to be in the group of death. It's a pretty tough group, isn't it? You've got England and New Zealand.
Yeah, well, the other group's got Pakistan, India, and Sri Lanka, and South Africa. So they're all tough. That's why the top eight sides are playing. So from our point of view, you've got to start well. That's the key. Big game, obviously, Friday against New Zealand. They've obviously played pretty well in one-day cricket of late. So we'll have to start well. If we start well and play our best, we'll be okay.
Where's Mitch Stark at? Will he be playing on Friday?
Yeah, he's playing tomorrow, so he's good to go, mate. Oh, as long as there's no hiccups tomorrow, he'll be right. So that's a pleasing thing. He's come back well from his ankle, and yeah, looking forward to him playing tomorrow.
Glenn Maxwell a key for you, Darren?
Yeah, he's a key. He's not going to play tomorrow. He's obviously got a sore knee, so he's not going to play tomorrow, which we made clear in the morning. You guys get it first. There you go. So there's a coup for you. So he got knocked on the knee in the last game, so he's not playing tomorrow. But he'll be fine in a couple of days, and he'll be fine. And then we'll just make a decision, obviously, on Wednesday or Thursday with the makeup of the side. But pretty sure most of the guys will be available for selection.
And just one final one, mate. Attitude seems good, Darren. Like, everyone's come from different parts of the world, but the attitude seems good. Everyone seems switched on to go.
Yeah, they do, mate. When you come back together and playing for Australia, you must be switched on. If you're not, you shouldn't be playing for them. So, you know, for us as a coaching staff, they've been great getting back together. We haven't seen a lot of guys for, you know, sort of 6-7 weeks. So to get them all back amongst, you know, each other and trying to play the best they can for Australia, I'm pretty pleased where they're at. So tomorrow's another game. We're actually playing on a really small ground tomorrow, so the scores could be quite high if we get flat.
Yeah, right. What is it? What ground is that?
We're at Edgbaston, but they put us on the right on the side. So I think one of the hits is about 44 yards. So the crowd has to look out tomorrow if some of the blokes get going.
Nothing like a leading edge for six.
Nah, that's right. Yeah. And Darren, unfortunately, the incidents up in Manchester last week, is the team group at all worried about security, safety? Unfortunately, it's a terrible issue to be discussing.
Yeah, it's a terrible issue. That's exactly right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're obviously guided by our security and, you know, the government there. And they've been fantastic in keeping us updated with all that. And we just feel for the people of Manchester and England.
Yeah.
So for us, we're here to play some cricket and hopefully put a smile on a few people's faces. So, you know, it's been a tough week for everyone in England here, especially Manchester. So we'll get on with our, you know, job, which is a game of sport. It's not life. So for us, it's hopefully, you know, bring a smile to a few people's faces.
Yeah, that'd be good. Important warm-up game against Pakistan and then, of course, the big first match against New Zealand on Friday. We wish you well with that and appreciate your time this morning, Darren.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, Darren Lehman, the coach of the Australian side. You heard it here first. No Glenn Maxwell. He's got a knee injury, so we've got that news first. If you look at the markets from tab.com.au, TK, Australia $1.50. for that first game against New Zealand, and the Kiwis $2.60.